March is National Red Cross Month. To draw awareness to that organization, what it is, and what it does, I traveled to Tawnytown, where the Northwest Arkansas chapter has its office. I spoke with Jeff Patrick. He's Director of Communications for the Red Cross. He began by telling me the organization's purpose.
The Red Cross across the country provides disaster assistance to victims of single-family fires, tornadoes, wildfires, floods, earthquakes, and then man-made disasters. So in that, we provide sheltering, we provide food, clothing, assistance in that nature. We provide assistance to make sure they get back on their feet and that they have everything they need for the next 2 to 3 days. And then in any longer disaster like a tornado, a flood, one of the bigger operations, we'll open shelters, we'll have fixed and mobile feeding across the community, and then we'll work with community partners to do referrals and make sure that they're taken care of in the long-term recovery. We also provide preparedness and health and safety training to businesses, schools, churches, and individuals.
These are all things that you do with this local chapter, the Northwest Arkansas chapter. So you're holding babysitter trainings and CPR trainings. So you could give me CPR training right now?
Yeah, I'm an instructor.
Okay. So you mentioned that you respond to five single family house fires every day.
Yeah, every day in across Arkansas, we have our disaster responders that are responding to five family fires. And what they do in that case is we get a call from the fire department, the fire chief, the client themselves, or it may be referred through another agency. And we go out a lot of times during the fire, when they're still fighting the fire, the family's still on site, and we go out and provide emotional support first thing, make sure that they're okay. And then we also are able to put them in a hotel if they need a place to stay. A lot of folks will stay with family and friends. They'd rather be with people that they know and love. But if they need a place to stay, we can put them in a hotel. Then we also provide financial assistance to make sure they get new sets of clothes, food, medications. We can provide referrals to get glasses, and then other medical necessities that they lost in that fire.
So you say we. Who is we? Who is going out there when you get the phone call from the fire department?
We have trained volunteers that are everyday people. A lot of folks are like, well, I can't volunteer with the Red Cross. I don't have the experience or the training. We have people from all walks of life. We have married couples, young professionals, college students, and then a lot of just general adults.
Again, you say we get the call, and they, the volunteer. How many people actually work just in this Northwest Arkansas office, and then how many volunteers does it take to actually make the Red Cross run?
You know, we have probably 8 to 10 staff members, and those will be either staff members that are chapter or that work across the state, like our disaster managers are regional staff. And then we also have national staff here at the office that work in our preparedness and health and safety services. So it's a hodgepodge of folks across chapter, regional, and national. And then we have about 250 volunteers in our chapter that respond throughout their communities. And they'll be out doing things like single family fires, but then also helping us with outreach, training, because all the volunteers have to have required training depending on the position they want to hold.
You, as the communications director, do you also have training, and do you ever get out in the field?
Yeah, that's the fun part. Being in communications, I get to have my finger in everything. So I'm a CPR instructor. I support Red Cross clubs. Just last week, I was at the U of A teaching a CPR class to students. Get out in the field, especially when we have a tornado or a flood or a high-level apartment fire.
When it's all hands on deck.
When it's all hands on deck. Because what I'll do is go out and meet with the media, work with reporters, radio, TV, be running social media from the scene, letting people know what we're doing, what's available, and what's needed. And then also, we have folks that deploy all over the country. I deployed recently to Hurricane Sandy in November and worked on the National Disaster Public Affairs team. So I was working out in Staten Island and all throughout New York and New Jersey to help tell the Red Cross story.
Can you tell me a little bit about that experience, being in Staten Island?
Yeah. It was my first time to deploy, almost with the Red Cross for 4 years, and got the opportunity to go down to Staten Island. Stayed out there for about a week, and then worked in Manhattan for about a week. In Staten Island, we went out to a community called New Dorp, right on the coast. you know, where we were at a multi-agency recovery center, which was, you could see the water right there at Miller Field. And we're working with community partners to make sure that folks had food, blankets, heater meals, cleanup kits, and also got to see the generosity of New York. All their food trucks came out for to provide food for free. So the ones that you also saw in Times Square were out in Staten Island providing food and making sure that those folks had the comforts that they needed.
So house fires are hard to predict, and often the severity of a storm like Hurricane Sandy or a tornado are hard to predict, but sometimes often meteorologists can predict that something's coming. If you know that something could potentially get bad, do you take precautions?
Yeah, we're always out in the community teaching disaster preparedness education because getting prepared for any type of disaster is basically the same. Making sure that you have water, non-perishable food items, pop-top cans or cans that you can open with a manual can opener, copies of documents, birth certificates, marriage license, bank information, just in case either you have to evacuate or you have to relocate to a shelter or things to where you have all those essentials. And we do. Red Cross is always on. We're not always on alert or standby, but we're always ready. Luckily, we know we do work with the Weather Channel, with our National Weather Service to see when hurricanes are brewing, when winter weather's coming in. Like a day or two after Joplin hit, we had tornadoes in Denning and Cincinnati. And we actually had shelters open in Ozark and Clarksville. And we're there for many weeks working with individuals to, you know, make sure they had a place to stay, make sure they had, we had mobile and fixed feeding out in the community.
Well, as we have, it's March, and March is National Red Cross Month, and you are starting a fundraising campaign?
Yeah, we've got a campaign we're launching second year across Arkansas. It's called Every Red Cent Counts, Be a Hero for the Red Cross. So what we're doing now is mobilizing volunteers, county and city officials, and individuals and businesses to be a hero for the Red Cross. A lot of people think that Red Cross is a government agency and that we have a direct line to the government with funding. What we do have is a congressional charter saying that we will shelter, feed, and help those in need following a disaster, and that we'll provide emergency services to our military families and service members. But that doesn't come with an automatic income every month. So it's the generosity of our communities and the people across our state, region, and country that are able to help us do our mission. We can't do it without donor dollars, without volunteer time. So March is Red Cross Month is a great opportunity for us with Every Red Cent Counts to bring a heightened awareness. And then on April 4th, we have our Hero Day, and that's going to be locations across Northwest Arkansas on the River Valley where people can come get more information about Red Cross and then donate some money if they'd like to help. And those locations are being secured now, and they'll be out throughout the community on April 4th, April 5th.
So Every Red Cent, will we see, you know, things that like cashiers or, you know, checkout places to kind of put our change, you know, Every Red Cent? That's what I was envisioning.
Absolutely. You know, what we do, we partner a lot with Walmart. Walmart is a national partner of the Red Cross. We partner with them for storefronts. We're also doing an event on March 24th at Fiesta Square in Fayetteville. The vendors there are coming together to support the Red Cross, having activities there in the shopping center, and then also giving the public an opportunity to come and see what we have to offer and support us.
When I pulled up to your office here in Tawnytown, I saw a sign that said blood services. So you also...
Yeah, Red Cross collects nearly half the blood supply in the country, 40%. And in Northwest Arkansas, in Tawnytown, we do on the first and third Mondays from 1 to 6 here at the office. We do blood collections, but then there's also mobile blood drives all throughout the community. Trainings are provided for free to the volunteer.
And people can find out more?
You can find out more at redcross.org/Arkansas.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Patrick is Director of Communications for the Northwest Arkansas Chapter of the American Red Cross. And March is National American Red Cross Month. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.